Zog die Gemara daf kuf nun gimel omen alef, the top line. Omer Rav Yudah b'reid Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. Mishmei de Rav, mehespeidah shel odem nikar, from a person's hesped, is nikar, it's obvious, you can tell, im ben oylem abahu im lav. Is the person a ben oylem haba or not? You can tell from his hesped. Zog Rashi, she'im kosher hoya hakol boichin olav. If he's odem kosher, people cry. Umaridin demois, umesap mishvachoy. The Mashal explains, because when a person is alive, there's no raya when you're misapa b'shvachoy. Maybe there's chanifa involved. Mashenken, after a person is dead, he's not being machnif a mace. There's no chanifa. So a person is misapa b'shvachoy, and people cry, it's ultimately a raya that it's true, and memeila, it's nikorin divya emes, and that's why he's a ben olam haba. Zog di gemara. Any, is this correct? Achim behespedo dehosom kamino. Achim means warm up the people. When you make a hesped, Rav told Rav Shmuel Bashilas, when you made maspid mil sein, warm it up, make it a warmer hesped, dehosom kamino. Ichel sein do, I'll be there. So what's Gemara's kasha? Zog Rashi. B'shas b'sosi, his amets, force yourself and make yourself a good hesped. She's chamu v'yichmu v'achmi ha'omdim v'yivku. The hosim kaminis of Rashi, b'shas hesped, I'm there. V'eshma, like we had in Gemara before, a person hears until Stimus HaGoylu, or until the Rekav Atzomers, but until the boss is this akel, the until it's decomposed. But akoponim, but the hesped is there. The hosim kaimno. Depends when the hesped is. That's when they do the hesped before Stimus HaGoylu, before, definitely before Ikul HaBosar. Al Kaponim Zog Digamoga, the Hosem Kayimno, B'Shas Hesped, I'm there. The Eshma, and I'll hear Eich Tischamim. I'll hear if you warm up if you're warming up the people or not. Al Me'itzich L'Rav La'Zugei HaHesped. So we see Rav had to be Mazi on the hesped. V'chevi the Rav Gav Rabuhu, Rav was for sure Ben Oilam Habu. Why did he have to warn them to do this? It's automatically a person can see from his peder shalodim if he's ben olam haba. He didn't have to forcefully tell him he has to warm up the olam. If he's a ben olam haba, then it should be automatically. Zog di gemara loy kasha. It's not shver. Hode mechame lei v'achim. Hode mechame v'loy achim. The Rav is ben olam haba or not? If it's a varma hesped and people are not omgevarmed, they don't cry, so then it's not. If there's a varma hesped and they do get omgevarmed, then he's a ben olam haba. Zog Rashi, hode mechamele laspid over achim, and itake people get warmed up. Lo olam chamim boy, you have to warm up the people. Sheim b'nei adam nichborim, people are cult dimension. People don't show their emotions so quickly. Kolkach al zokin, especially someone who's an older person, that they're emotionless people. Umiu la adam chosid, but by an adam chosid, even though he's a zokin, ki mechamu bebes peido mechamu me ubochu kulu. Ule mishein a chosid kolkach mechamu le veloi mechamu mu. And that's the raya that the Gemara says mespeidish la adam nikah. Now there are mefarshim on the enyankiv deitz Yosef. He says that what's the reason that Rav wanted the people to be mechamim? What does he gain by that? He's not here anymore. He's in a better place. So he explains as follows. He says, if people are going to be nisoyre because of the hesped, and they're going to follow his ways, that will be a schus for him. Because in the Olam Haba, he has no schus to do mitzvahs anymore. The only opportunity that he has schusim is people in nisoyre because of him, and they follow his deeds. And they do mitzvahs in Torah now because of him. So Memela, that's what he means. The hosam ka'imno. Ka'imno means in Olam Haba, I'll also be able to upgestelt. I'll be able to stand and receive schusim as if I did mitzvahs, because people are doing the mitzvahs because of me. So that's what he meant, that he wanted it to take place by his hesped. Zog di gemara, omele abayi l'rabbe, kagoyin mar, desonu le kula pumpedisa. Gans pumpedisa hated you. Why did they despise him? Zog drashi, bishum de moichiach le b'mili d'shmaya, agvena balmuso, ubnei pumpedisa ramoyinein, bnei pumpedisa ramoyin, agvon chulin, pumpedisa ilavai, salkoponim. So since they despise and hated him, so they're not going to warm up by the hesped. So what's going to be with you? Zog di gemara, Who's going to warm me up by the Hesped? People are cold. They don't like you because you mechich them. Amalei mistaya at the Rabbi Rav Chanon. So Rabbi told him back, you Abaya and Rabbi Baba Chanon, you are the two good candidates to be maspid me. Zog di Gemara, boy mei Rabbi Lozem Rav, ezu ben olam abo. Who's the ben olam abo? Amalei va'oz lechotishmano dove macharecho. Loi mal. Shtei haposuk in Yeshaya, ze haderech lechuboy. Kisa mi'inu v'chisas mi'ilu. Sok Rashi, v'oz lechot ishmano, me'achem mitoscho. After a person's b'tira, behind his mita, behind the oren, k'shetomus, tishma, k'sheyoymu ze haderech sholach bo ze, lechubo, if you hear people say, this is the derech you want, and we should follow that path, muftach shebeinu ma'abo. Like we said before, but then people will follow his schosim, and they'll do mitzvahs because of him. So his muftach is ben olam haba. That's what's said about him. Zog di gemara, Reb Chanina Omar, kol shedas Rabbi Seinu noicha menu. Wherever das Rabbi Seinu, meaning they're noicha, meaning what they hear about him and they see about him, the das Rabbi Sof noicha menu. The Maral's medayik Rabbi Sof, because a father is always noicha from his son. It's dafke raboisov shalodom that is a raya if he's noicha men or not. Zog di gemara, v'sovu b'shuk ha-soifdim, shteit ha-posik in koheles, v'sovu b'shuk ha-soifdim, b'nei gdil amri, asei dvorim, you should do things, lifnei mitosecho, you should do things, lifnei mitosecho. That means, you should do things that people should say positive things by your hesped lifnei mitasecho. B'nei Yehud, that's B'nei Gol. B'nei Yehud, Amri, Aseh Dvorim L'Acha mitasecho. Do things that people should say a hesped behind your mita. Zog Ma V'loi Pligi. Ma'aki Aschei, Ma'aki Aschei. There was different minhagim. Where did the maspid stand? Where was the shtender? Was it before the mace? Or was it behind the mace? Do things lifnei mitasecho or do things L'Acha mitasecho. That's the pshat in the Gemara. There are those that are explained, the Gemara is a little different. That means the B'nai Gol weren't B'nai Torah. So over there you have to tell them, do things that you'll merit in Olam Hazeh reward. Certain things you get is high in Olam Hazeh. So do things that it will be good for you in this world. That's called Lifnei Mitasecha, before the Ptira. And in Yehuda they were B'nai Torah, so they said, do things that will be good for you, La'acha Mitasecha, in Olam Haba. And that's when they convince them to do Torah and mitzvahs, because it will be good for you in the next world. La'acha mitasecho, or lifnei means in this world or next world. Zog di gemara, tanan hosom, Rabbi Eliezer oimer, shuv yoim echo lifnei misoscho, a person should repent. And the tshuva, one day before he dies, at least one day. Sholot tamidov is Rabbi Eliezer, b'chadim edei ezi yoim, a person knows when he's going to die. What does it mean one day? So for sure you have to do tshuva today, because you might die tomorrow. And your whole life will be tshuva, because maybe today's the last day. Your clothing should always be lavan, meaning the gashi of neshama should be tahir and nekiya. Al roishcha, v'shemen al roishcha, al yechsal, shemen should not be chos al roishcha. He invited his servants for a suda. He didn't say a specific time when they should come. The smart ones, they prepped themselves, they got ready, they were ready to enter the palace of the king, and they stood by the doorway. The melech is not lacking anything. At the moment's notice, he can invite us for the Suda. So, Mamela, you have to be ready. Tipshin Shaban, Holchel Melachtan, they went to work in the fields like garnished. They got invited, they quickly had to change. Omru, Klumye Suda, Beloy Teirach. Every Suda takes time. We have an ample time to prepare ourselves. Befitam Pikish HaMelech Zavodov, the Melech suddenly called his servants. Pikhin Shaban, Nichus Lefonov, Kshem Kushotin. They were dressed up for the affair. Vatipshin Nichus Lefonov, Kshem Luchlochin. Somach HaMelech Kasa Pikrim, he was satisfied and happy with the Pikrim. Because the Kas Tipshim, Oma, Halolo Shekisha Satzma Lesuda, Yeshu V'yechlo V'yishtu, they can partake and enjoy the Suda. Halolo Shaloi Kishu Satzma Lesuda, Yamdu V'yiru, they have to stand and watch. Zog Drashi, Afloilam Haba Tzadikim Yoishvim V'oichlim. Then enemies of Ashkina, Ureshoyim, Oim Dim Vegoyim. That's going to be the biggest tsar to see what's happening, what you lost out on. And that's what's going to take place. Zog to Gemara, Chosta Shrameo, the Edom of Rameo, he said the name Rameo, Mishum Rameo, Omar, Af He Nirin, Kemash Memash Mashin, Elu Ve Elu Yoishvin. If a person stands, it doesn't so bad. It doesn't look so bad. It looks like I'm a shamish. I'm standing above. I'm serving you. I'm part of the party. That's not as bad of a punishment, but rather Rameo gezokt ela elu veelu yoishvin. They're both sitting down. Just one, the tzaddikim are eating. The rishoyim are watching. That's much worse. Then you can't just play as if you're a mishamish. I'm a servant. I'm serving. I'm about to eat myself. No, elu veelu yoishvin alul oichle valolu geevin. They're starving. Halolu shoysin valolu tzmein. Shenema koyem Hashem hine avdi yoichlu vaatem tirovu. My Eved will eat, my servant, but you will starve. Hine avdi yishtu v'atem titzmu. Hine avdi yoroinu mitoiv lev. V'atem titzaku mikeiv lev. You will scream out and cry out of pain. Zog demo dover achel. Dover achel zog demo b'chol eisiyu b'gedech levonim. A person's clothing should always be white. Now, what does that mean? So the Gemara says, Elu tzitzis. Tzitzis are white, meaning, so some explain, Asur B'Yashav in the Oris says, usually tzitzis have tchelis. But if you don't have tchelis, so then the halacha is, that even without tchelis, the Gemara Menoche says, that lovan is not nis'ake because lack of tchelis. So b'chol eis, yubgedech levonim, even if you don't have tchelis, you should have tzitzis, even if they're kula lovan. And the same Gemara Menachem says that ein ma'akvin ze'azeh shel roish without the shel yad, you still put on. Shel yad without shel roish, you still put on. So meila al yechzar, don't miss the tefillin, even if you're missing one of them, you still put it on. Rashi says, ze tzitzis shemelubin abeged. Rashi seems to imply that the beged itself is white. Isaiah zok debach in the Hilchos Tzitzis, the beged itself has to be white. Others say, the Prisha says, it's referring to the chutin. The chutin attack a white. Yes, there's tchelis also, but the chutin be'etzem alavon. Zog the, ending the perek. Hadren aloch, hashoyo, hadren loch shoyo, hadren loch shoyo. Zog the Mishnah. Mi shehichshich baderech. Mi shehichshich baderech. If someone is traveling, he's walking with something in his pocket. It's Mibo'oid Yom Zag Drashi. He's walking. And now he realizes it's turning Shabbos on him. It's very Shkia. It's very turning Shabbos by Nacht. So Noisen Kisel Anochi. He can give his wallet to a guy. Zag Drashi. When does he give it to the guy? Mibo'oid Yom. So Rashi is saying that he realizes this still in the daytime. Not Pshat. He's going out Friday night for a spatzir or Shabbos morning, and he has something in his pocket, give it to a guy. Rashi says, "Bedavka mi ba'od yoim." Other Rishonim argue, the Rambam says that no, that even if you go balaylo, meaning if you're going on Shabbos itself, he brings a rifle from the Gemara soon that we're talking balaylo, that even then it's mutter to give to a guy. Zog the Gemara, Mishnah again, Mishich Shabbaterech, Noitzin Kisel Anochi. He can give it to a guy. Vim eini moy nochi, if there is no guy with him, so what do you do? Menichoy ala chamor. You can put it on a donkey. But it's better, Zog Rashi, to give it to a guy. And the reason why it's better to give it to a guy, the Gemara is going to say, because a guy is in drabonon, a shvus. Mashenkein in a chamor, there might be an issa deraisa, shvises behemtoy. So your first choice should be an issa drabonon versus the din of shvises behemtoy. Now, the Gemara is going to say we allow these Yisurim of a goy or behemtoy, because if not, ain't no the maimed al-mamoyna, you might come to carry yourself dalaramis in the Shusarabim. And the Chiddush is allowed to give it even to a goy, even though he's your shliach.
That's going to be the chiddush. Zok the Beis Meir, we see over here, there's a mechurish de kedin, that even though usually ain shlichas la'akum, but because of the choyma hadover, we're machmir l'chumra, that yei shlichas la'akum over here. And that's a chiddush, why you're allowed to give it to a guy, even though there might be some type of shlichas.
Now the whole din of amir la'akum, there's really two points to it. One is you're not allowed to tell him on Shabbos to do something, even if he does it after Shabbos. And one is not allowed to tell him before Shabbos to do for you something on Shabbos. There's Amir La'akum, the Amir they do before Shabbos that he does a Mais on Shabbos, and there's Amir on Shabbos even if he does a Matzah Shabbos. But the point is over here, this is the Shavuos of a guy doing something for you. Hiniach, higia l'chotzer achitzoyna, if he reached the outer chotzer, so noite les hakelem, and he told him b'Shabbos. So now, we talk about that all this stuff is dumped on the Chamor. So the Magen Avraham says, it's a problem of Tzar Balachayim in Reish HaMechvov. It's Tzar Balachayim. So as soon as you get to the place that you can remove it, Noit Lakelem and Tolem B'Shabbos, you only take the non-muksable items off. V'she'en and Tolem, the ones that are muksa, Matra Chavolim, you untie the ropes, V'asakin Nefim Elayim, and the bag, the load falls off the animal. So again, so the Mishnah is saying, Hichshich Baderech, so Noisin Kisal Anochi. Doesn't mean Balaylo, doesn't mean Miboy Yoim, you give it to a goy. And the Gemara is going to explain the reason why we allow this, even though L'chayrit is a shlichas midrabanon. If there's no goy, you put it on a chamar, but in the chamar, the first possible time, because it's Tzar Baal Chaim, you take off the nitolin, and the non-nitolin, you make sure they drop indirectly. Zog the Gemara, my timer, shorel rabanon l'meis of kisel anochi. What's the reason that we allow you to give it to a goy? Zog Rashi, v'arei u'shlucho elisena b'Shabbos. He's my shliach. And on this, the base mayor explains, what do you mean? Ain't shlichas la'akum, we know throughout Shas, there's no shlichas by a goy. The Teretz says, he says, midrabonon is a din shlichas, we're machmir midrabonon dika shlichas. And that's why we allowed it, even though it's a drabonon dika shlichas. What's the reason they allowed it? Zog the Gemara, my l'charitza shlichas drabonon that a goy is doing on your behalf. My time is showing drabonon l'meitzim kisal nochi. Zog the Gemara, the Teretz as follows. Kimle le rabbonon, the chum no. The ain odom maimid atzme al mamoinoi. A person cannot control himself from when it comes to his wallet and his money. Eloi shogis leif, you're not going to allow him to give it to the guy. Osi la suye dalet amas b'shus rabim, he'll himself carry it in the public domain in reshus rabim. So in order to prevent an issa deraisa, we allowed you to do a shvus to give it to a guy. So, l'chore, maybe you can be poshed the shayla and avdalad, if the rabbibi had a shayla, if you can be over an oven isra bonon to prevent yourself from isra deraisa. Here it seems to imply we allowed an isra derabonon of the shvus of a goy on your behalf, the makom that you prevent yourself from isra deraisa. Zok the gemara omar over dafke kisoy. This is dafke talking about his wallet. His wallet is his money, so he's maimid al mamoino. He might come to carry it. Avo mitzia loy, but when a person finds a lost object, so over there it's not considered so much his, it's a freebie. So he's not going to be mechal Shabbos if you don't allow him to give it to a guy or to put it on a donkey. Zog Gemara Pshita, Kisoy Tanan, State Kisoy. Zog Gemara Maritema, who had afilu mitzia. You might think also mitzia is also muta. So why does it say Kisoy? Varek Tani Kisoy, Ucha de Mazakatani. That's the norm. The regular thing is Kisoy. Because that's the normal thing that people usually have. Zog the Gemara, Kamash Melon, that no. Rav is telling us that din is dafka by kisoy, but metziah is taka osa. Because being that a metziah did not come with a lot of toil, it was something that you found, so over here we don't allow you to give it to a nochi to put it on a behema, because you're not going to be metal to yourself, dalal amas b'shus rabim, because it's not so dear to you, it's not something that you worked for, so the taka no heta. Zog the Gemara, v'loy amoron. This that we're saying, that by metziah there is no heta, is elad loy osa liyodai. We're talking about that the Metzia did not come to him before Shabbos. That means on Shabbos itself, he found the Metzia. So that Metzia, we don't give a heta, because that Metzia was no sweat off his back. Aval osili yodei. But if let's say the Metzia came to him already on a Thursday afternoon, before Shabbos, before nightfall, so then you look at it as your acquisition when it comes to Shabbos. Kikisei domi. If now he has his Metzia in his pocket, so he looks at it like kisoi, and he'll might come to carry himself down on Amos. So there would be a heter of giving it to a guy by mitzia that's also liyodei koydim Shabbos. Here would be a mashmois that kisoy that we allow is even b'chashecha, not just b'oyoyim, to allow to give to a nochi. Why? Because if it's a mitzia,
then even Metziah we say is Mutter when it's Koidim Shabbos. So you don't need a Chiddush of Kisa if Koidim Shabbos. Must be the Chiddush is that Kisa is Mutter even on Shabbos. That's a summer showing when I'm a Raya, not like Rashi, that is talking about Miboid Yoim, but Kisa is talking about even Mishcha Sheikha, and that's good for the Chiddush, because Miboid Yoim, even Metziah is Taka Mutter. But that's considered your acquisition.
Zok the Gemara Ikadamri, that the Ikadamri learns it as a Bayer. Boy, Rove asked the following question. Metziah bo liyodei mahu. What if you find the Metziah? Kev on the osa liyodei kikisa damye. Since you found it, even though it's a freebie, it's like kisoy. So mele you're allowed to give it to Nochi, just like kisoy you're allowed to give to Nochi, because Odom is maimed ama moinoi, and if you don't allow this, it might come to carry dalan amas. So to Metziah, it's very dear to you. It's like kisoy. I don't know. Kev loy tachba. There was no sweat off your back to acquire this Metziah. So Mela, there's no chash that you be marvin yourself down at Amis in Rishus Rabim. So lavka kisa domi, it's not like kisoi, and it's also to give to a nochi. Zok the morgen teiku, it blabs with a suffix. Now the Rishonim say, over here we don't say suffix drabon lakula, because a teiku is a suffix in Yediyah. It's not pshat, it's a suffix in the Rabbonon. It's a suffix in the Yediyah taka, what the din is. Some explain this Ikad Amri because at the end of the day, Metziah is also Tircha. Yes, there's a Tircha of Kisa and there's a Tircha of bending down and picking up a Metziah. So it's a relative Tircha. There's a Tircha Merubah, a Tircha Muetes. But both is either Tircha, so both of them, there's a heter of giving to a Nochi, because if not, you would come, there's a Chash at least, that you'll come to be Mavid Al Ramaz Bishus Rabim. So the Sugi over here of Mishi Hichshech, so Rashi learns the Sugi is talking about Mibo'od Yoim. And Dafka Mibo'od Yoim. And the Rosh says that Balaila, meaning it would taka be osa. Because if you had it ready by yom, then you can't now balayla give it to the guy. You could have done it in the daytime. La halacha we taka paskin in Rei Samach Vov, that lechatchila, if you have it in the daytime, you should give it in the daytime, by yom, and b'dieved, even at night, you can give it to him. The Ramban says, the svara, why this din is dafka in the daytime, we allow you to give it to a guy, and not at night. And that's dafkin b'yoyim, not like the other Mishonim that learn that Itzugi is even talking about Belaila. So Dr. Ramban, the svarin b'yoyim is because in the daytime, a person is holding something in his pocket, he thinks to himself, he has a mari heta, I still have time. So memeil over here, there's a chashash, you'll come to carry dalan amas and shus rabim when it's ready past the time. So over here, we allowed you to give it to a guy because we don't want you to say to yourself, I still have time. Basheke balaila, if you're carrying something at Shabbos, b'shat nefesh, you're not going to carry dalan amas. You don't need to come out to the heta to give it to a guy. Mechatesi, you're going to be over on avaris dalan amas. There's no more heta. There's no more heta that I still have time. So over here, avadi, you're not going to be bave dalan amas. So there's no heta to give to a guy. That would be the shita that holds why it's dafka b'yoyim, and b'layla is taka no heta to give to a guy. But rather you have to drop it right then and there. And we're not choshen that person is married on the moinoi and he's going to carry it himself. The ma'isa only be showing him the argument this Ramban, and they say, the Rashba says that even in a case where it's b'layla, there's a chshash that you be married on the Ramis, and we allow you to give it to a guy. Like Shulchan Aruch says, b'di'evet, we allow you even b'layla to give it to a guy. Now the truth is, we're makel on this drabonon that you're allowed to give it to a goy, but it's not a regular drabonon. Every drabonon is different, meaning the buyer of Rav Bibi and Rav Dalet is are you allowed to be even a regular issa drabonon to save yourself from an issa deraisa by the Dias Apas. This is true, it's like a drabonon. It's a, the Rebbe Meir says that be'etzim yeshlichas la'akumi drabonon, l'chumra, and we allow this to prevent you from marrying yourself dalan amas. But every drabonon is different. So it could be this drabonon is taka more kal than other drabonons, and it would not be poishet. You'd not be able to poishet the shayla of Rav Bibi on Davdalan the Gabi Rudiya Sapas. Zok de Gemorah, any my nochi, if there is no goy with him, so now what do? Zok de Gemorah, the Mishnah said you place it on a chamor. Zok de Gemorah, time or the any my nochi, dafka when there's no goy with you. It's better. Your first option is to give it to a goy. Why is a goy better? Zogmal my timer. Zogdigamal chamoy rata mitzuvah shvisosoi. Yisrael is mitzuvah shvisos behemtoi. So Mela, that's why it's the second choice. Mashenka nochi iato mitzuvah shvisosoi. So Mela, there's no shvisos nochi. Shvisos behemtoi there is. So Mela, it's only the shvus, this chumadik and rabbonon that we say, yeshlichas la'akum and rabbonon. So this amira la'akum and this maisa that he's doing for you, so that is more kal than chamoy goy.
Now the Gemara is later going to say that even by a behemah, it doesn't mean an issa deraisa. It's talking about especially a timtzu where it's only the rabbanon by behemah too. But a kaponim behemah, there is at least a pasuk of yom hashvi'i tishbois that my nuach shochem chamarcha the shvi'i behemtoi. So that's your second choice, even though currently you're not doing an issa deraisa on the behemah either. The Prima Gadim says that the behemah, even though it's not an issa deraisa, like the Gemara is going to say that the animal is amidst walking. So he's not pshat, he's still, and then he's being oiker when you, after you put it on him. But since it's shaykh that you'll put it on him when he's still, so mainly we try to evade that, and we rather do, give it to a nochi than to a behema. Zok the Gemara, chamor v'cheresh, shoyte v'kotten. If you have a choice to give it to, put it on the chamor, or give it to a cheresh, shoyte v'kotten, so what do you do? So we said when you have a nochi is odif. What about chereshoit v'kotin versus the chamor? So the more chamor manachle, better to put it on the chamor. But the chereshoit v'kotin, even though they not mechuyim in mitzvahs lo yovle. Why? My time is zok the gemara hani odom lemaisa chereshoit v'kotin are people. So memela zok Rashi in the bottom odom v'yesh b'mino shechai b'mitzvahs v'osilach lufei. If you allow chereshoit v'kotin quicker, then you'll give it to a regular person. Osilach lufei with a regular person. That's not a chereshoit v'kotin. So memela you have a choice. Give it on, put it on a chamor versus on a chereshoit v'kotin as a first choice. Hani odom, b'shekin haylav odom, a chamor is not an odom. Zok demor cheresh v'shoita. What about a cheresh and a shoita? Zok demor l'shoita. You'd rather give it to a shoita. A shoita doesn't have das at all, zok Rashi. Yoiv delesli das klal. But cheresh is a das klisha. So mainly you'd rather give it to a shoita versus a cheresh. Now even though they're both potter and mitzvahs, but by a shoita versus a cheresh, a shoita is more of a less of an osi lachlufei with a regular ben adam. By a cheresh, he copy the velt, he looks more like a pikech, so there's more of a chashash of osi lachlufei. By a shoita, there's less of a chashash, so maybe we rather give it to a shoita versus a cheresh. Zog the gemara, the last gemara, shoita with cotton. If you have a choice to give it to a shoita or to a cotton, zog the gemara l'shoita. You rather give it to a shoita. Because lemaisa a cotton, either because a cotton is osi l'chal das, he will have das, or because a cotton has more das than a shoita. So it's more osi l'chlufei. Yes, he's a cotton, he's labar das, but he's more das than a shoita, so it's more of an osi l'chlufei, so you rather give it to a shoita versus a cotton. Either because a cotton is osi l'chal das, he will come l'day das, or because be'etzim he has more das, so a shoita is the first choice. Tosfos over here says, b'shi'ichshik baderech, so by cheresh shoita v'kotten, so we said that you give it to a chamor first, and eventually between cheresh shoita v'kotten, there's different options. Zok Tosfos, afgav dom ale'el b'fer kol kisvei, gabe kotten shebo l'chabes, de kotten ois ala das oviv, osur. So what is the het b'chal to give it to a kotten? He's ois ala das oviv, just like he can't extinguish a fire, because he's doing it on your behalf, so here he's taking it on your behalf too. Over here we talk about that he did not do a maisa of akir anocha. Like we say by chamor, we're not talking about an issa deraisa of the shvisa behemtoi. The chamor is on the move. You're placing it on him while he's walking. So there's no akir anocha by the cotton either. That's why it's mutter to give it to the cotton. It's not al das oviv. That's only osur when he's doing the akirin anocha too, but he's not doing that, so that's why it's mutter. So it's only this and rabbonon. So the rishonim bavon over here, big machlokes rishonim, the Rashi and the Ritva, that is there an isur safina biyadayim to give something directly to a cotton in his hand, even by an isur rabbonon? So over here we see that there's a tzad you're allowed to give it to the cotton, even though it's safina biyadayim, but it's only this and rabbonon. So we see there's no isur safina biyadayim by an isur rabbonon, but the others argue. The Ritva says that even by Nisan, the Rabbanon is a din of Safina B'yadayim. He not like give B'yadayim in his hand. All right, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid, Kufnun Gimel Omid Aleph.